the G20 summit, the Russian president showed world leaders aerial images of what he said was a convoy of ISIL trucks full of oil and petroleum products, stretching dozens of kilometers. On the same day, U.S. officials told the New York Times that for the first time, the U.S. attacked hundreds of trucks that ISIL had been using to smuggle the crude oil it produces in Syria. This could be the same trucks. We don't know. But U.S. officials told the New York Times that they've hit them for the first time. I went to the State Department to ask this. Why for the first time? Why hasn't the U.S. hit them before?
Again, that's an operational detail that I would just refer you to the Department of Defense.
So aside from hitting the trucks, which you cannot confirm, what right. has the U.S. done to date to curb ISIL financing, funding?
Well, again, it's a particular line of effort for the anti-ISIL coalition is how to cut off financing for ISIL. One of those is, again, going after their infrastructure, and we have been hitting. I don't have numbers of airstrikes and statistics in front of me to give you that.
Has the U.S. sanctioned any banks, any Iraqi banks suspected of carrying out transactions for ISIL?
Any Iraqi banks?
Have Iraqi we sanctioned banks.
Any Iraqi
yeah,
banks?
Any banks.
Or any banks. I'd have to look into that. I don't have the answer.
So I received no answer to the question why the U.S. began to bomb ISIL's oil trucks only now. What stopped the U.S. from doing that before? ISIL has been engaged in this illegal oil trade for a while now. Last month, the Financial Times looked into ISIL's oil trade and wrote this. The importance of ISIL oil to those living in rebel-held areas of Syria is one reason why the U.S.-led coalition has been reluctant to target the group's trade routes. The coalition says it is wary of alienating local populations by bombing fuel now critical for their daily lives. This was reported last month. Could it be the reason why the coalition has not properly targeted ISIL's oil trade before? What has changed, if anything? I tried to get details from the State Department about what exactly the U.S. is doing to crack down on ISIL financing, or rather what the U.S. has done, but did not get much, as you could tell from our exchange.